圣经。
Let's read a place of scripture.
请翻开路加福音第一章。
Please turn to Gospel Book of Luke, Chapter 1.
我们先看路加福音第一章第二十六节一直到三十八节。
Let's read Gospel Book of Luke, Chapter 1, Verse 26 through 38.
为了节省时间的缘故，我们请读中文跟读英文的同时读。
Let us read English and Chinese both together to save some time.
请。到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒。到了一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟。童女的名字叫玛利亚。天使进去对她说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在。玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又反复思想这样问安是什么意思。天使对她说，玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。他要为大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国没有穷尽。玛利亚对天使说，我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此你所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。况且你的亲戚以利沙伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了。因为出于神的话没有一句不带能力的。玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离开他去了。再请看四十六节一直到五十五节。
Let's read from verse 46 till 55.
玛利亚说，我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐，因他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我有福。那有全能的为我成就了大事，他的名为圣，他怜悯敬畏他的人，直到世世代代。他用膀臂施展大能，那狂傲的人正心里妄想，就被他赶散了。他叫有权柄的失位，叫卑贱的升高，叫饥饿的得饱美食，叫富足的空手回去。他扶助了他的仆人以色列，为要纪念亚伯拉罕和他的后裔，施怜悯直到永远，正如从前对我们列祖所说的话。我们再有点祷告。
Let's have more words of prayer.
主，我们感谢你再给我们这一个新的一年的机会。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this new year.
我们相信时间是为着要成就你的旨意。
We believe that time is for fulfilling your will.
我们相信你现在在地上正在寻找器皿。
We believe that you are seeking your vessel on the earth.
你也在成全和制造你的器皿。
And you are also perfecting and creating your vessels.
装备你的器皿。
Equipping your vessel.
好叫你的旨意能够快快的成就。
So your will be done quickly.
我们愿说我们都在你面前。
We are willing to say we are before you.
愿主的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
我们今天一同来到你面前。
Today we are here before you.
求主向我们说话。
Please speak to us.
求主向说话的说话。
Please speak to those, the one who speaks.
向翻译的说话。
The one who translates.
向我们一同在主面前等候的说话。
And speak to those who are waiting before you.
求主宝血再一次接近我们。
We ask your precious blood once again cleanse us.
堵住我们一切的破口。
To block all the breaches.
赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
Grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
赐给我们能听的耳朵。
Grant us the ear that hears.
赐给我们能看的眼睛。
Grant us the eyes that can see.
求主从宝座把你的话倾倒下来。
Pray that your words are being poured down from your throne.
求主用你丰盛的同在作为我们聚集的赏赐。
Give us the grace of your abundant presence.
我们无依无靠地向你仰望。
We come before you totally depend on no one else.
因为唯有你是说话的主。
Because you are the only Lord who speaks.
若不是你说话，我们就不能得着什么。
If you do not speak, we cannot receive anything.
若不是你供应的，我们就没有任何的收获。
If you do not supply, we do not have any award.
我们无依无靠地向你仰望。
We truly come depend on you.But not nobody else.
说话的、翻译的、听话的，都一同等候在你的面前。
We wait before you, the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen.
仰望你的怜悯，直到永远。
We seek your mercy forever.
我们谢谢你给我们这样的机会。
We thank you for giving us this opportunity.
愿你使这样的机会在我们的心中创造出一个赞美出来。
Pray that this opportunity become a praise in our hearts.
好叫荣耀敬拜爱戴归给你自己。
So we give you the glory, praise and worship.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
现在是2005年的第一个主日。
This is the first Sunday of 2005.
我们都知道现在计算时间乃是根据耶稣基督的降生来计算的。
We know that we are counting the time according to the birth of Christ Jesus.
这里给我们述说了一个事实。
Here tells us a fact.
在人类历史里面发生了很多的大事情。
There were a lot of big events happening among the human history.
有很多伟大的人物。
There were a lot of great heroes.
如果从世界历史的基本的这个讲法来讲。
If we talk about from the basic of the history,
四个主要的大帝国。
There were four great empires.
巴比伦大帝国有一个王叫做尼布甲尼撒。
In the empire of the Babylon, there was a king called Nebuchadnezzar.
他统管了整个很大的很大的版图。
He has ruled over a great dominion.
以至于世界历史的起头呢，是从巴比伦帝国算起。
So the world history starts from Babylon.
希腊那个波斯帝国统治的也非常的大。
Also was the empire of.
里面也有很多伟大的君王。
And also there this country was also in Greek and there was a lot of great kings.
而希腊帝国最出名的就是亚历山大。
And the king Alexander was the most famous in the Greek.
后来。接着罗马帝国也有些很出名的皇帝。
And also was the Roman Empire. There were also a lot of great kings.
而我们中国有一个很大很就是很让后来人很夸耀的一个统治者。
In China, there was also a great ruler.
就是成吉思汗。
And his name was 成吉思汗。
统治欧亚。这么大的地方。
He has ruled over Europe and also Asia.
可是非常稀奇的一件事情，世界历史的世界时间的计算都没有因为这些人伟大的他的成就呢，而根据他的计算。
But what was amazing was that the recording of world history's time was not according to all those giants.
而时间的计算居然是根据一个在。拿撒勒出生的耶稣来计算。
But when we count the time, it's all depending on the Jesus who was born in Nazareth.
一个被人弃绝、被钉死在十字架上面的人来计算。
The one who was forsaken by man, who was crucified on the cross.
当然，我们信耶稣人都知道他已经死而复活。
But those who believe on Jesus know that he has risen from the dead.
他也升上高天，坐在父神的右边。
He has been ascended on high and sitting on the right hand side of the Father.
我不晓得，我个人是不晓得，当时怎么决定会以耶稣基督作为降生的这个时间的根据。
I personally do not know how they start using Jesus to be the time counting of time spaces.
但是我觉得这是一个很稀奇的事情。
But I thought it was something amazing.
有很多人很有能力。
There were a lot of great people.
有很多人做了很多的大事情。
A lot of people who has done great work.
而且在当时的世界上的影响力是非常强大的。
And it had a great influence over the world.
他可能以为他自己 已经是世界上了不起的人物。
He probably thought he was a great hero.
但是神做一件事情, 让所有人都必须服下来。
But God has done one thing to make everybody bow down.
历史的主宰是在神的手中。
The sovereignty of the history is among God's hands.
历史的主宰不在那些人自以为的那个手中。
The sovereignty of the history is not on man's hands.
而从圣经给我们的认识,
from the understanding of the Bible,
宇宙历史发生两件大事是最关键的。
There were two great events in the universal history.
第一件的最关键就是耶稣基督降生。
The one of the big events was the birth of Jesus Christ.
他降生, 他死在十字架上面, 他复活。
He was born, he was dead on the cross, and he resurrected and ascended on high.
这个事情信耶稣的人都知道。
And all those who believe in Christ knows this.
所有信耶稣人都经历到他死而复活所带给我们那些生命和各方面的供应。
All those who believe on Christ knows all the supplies that he has given us as he has risen from the dead.
但是宇宙的历史还有另外一件大事情。
But there was another great event happened in the universal history.
这个大事情就是耶稣基督第二次再来。
And this event is that the second coming of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣第一次来把救恩给我们。
Lord Jesus came the first time to give us salvation.
他的怜悯，他的爱无限地浇灌在我们当中。
His mercy and love has been poured upon us.
所以他来好像做奴仆一样。
So he came as bondman.
他把救恩带给所有的人类，带给万物。
He gave salvation to everyone and every creature.
但是他第二次来。
But as he comes second time.
他要带进神国度在地上的显现。
He will bring in the manifestation of the kingdom of God.
不但神国度在地上的显现，而且还是神创造的人。 能够与他一同作王掌权。
Not only bring the manifestation of the kingdom of God, but all those God has created will reign and over with him.
而且他要照着他话所说的，他要审判所有一切当被审判的。
And according to what he said by his words, he will judge every creature.
不止人要被审判，天使也要被审判。
Not only men will be judged, but so are the angels.
所以他来是一个重大的事情。
So his coming is a great event.
所以从这个人类这个历史这个时间的这个线条到他来呢，是另外一个完全的转变。
So from the timetable of human history until he comes, will be another great change.
所以读圣经的人告诉我们，这一个时间有这样的分法。
So those who read Bible tells us the time is being divided like this.
我们现在叫做今世。
Here now we call this life.
等到主耶稣来的时候，有一个千年国的时间叫做来世。
And then until Lord Jesus comes, there will be a millennium kingdom called the life to come.
千年国结束之后，新天新地到来的时候，有一个未来的永世。
Until the end of the millennium kingdom, when the new heaven and earth comes, they will be called the life eternity.
所以我们知道宇宙中的两件大事，我们就知道说我们在这当中应该做什么。
As we know the two great events in the universe, then we will know what we should do here.
在旧约的人，他们是预备迎接耶稣基督第一次来。
Those people were in Old Testament, they were prepared for the coming of the first coming of Lord Jesus.
今天我们在新约的人，我们是预备迎接主耶稣第二次来。
Those of us in the time of New Testament, we are preparing to come for Lord's coming second time.
不是只有在那里等。
Not just waiting here.
还要预备。
But be prepared.
也可以说我们要被装备起来。
And also that we are being equipped.
也是被成全起来。
Being perfected.
如果我们没有被装备，没有被成全起来，我们没有办法迎接他的来。
If we are not being equipped and not being perfected, we cannot prepare for his coming.
所以我们相信这一个神在就是主耶稣他第一次来的时候，那些迎接他来的人在他身上的一些的特性，也是我们需要注意的东西。
So for those people who are receiving the first coming of the Lord, and all those characteristics on them are also what we have to pay attention to.
因为主耶稣怎么能够因为他们的缘故能够来到地上，在他们身上一定有一些属灵的特性。
How can the Lord Jesus, because they were so prepared and he was able to come to earth, on those people there should be some characteristics in spiritual.
这些属灵的特性也是我们准备迎接主耶稣第二次来的人需要注意的。
And all those spiritual characteristics are those of us who are preparing the Jesus' second coming should pay attention to.
因为我们能不能够成为那一个真正等候并催促主再来的那一个器皿呢，就跟那个属灵特性有相当密切的关系。
Whether we can be prepared to become the vessel who are waiting and preparing for his second coming, those are have great relationship to do with the spiritual characters.
所以我们需要主帮助我们。
So we would Lord to help us.
启示我们。
To reveal to us.
也借着圣灵把我们带进到一切的实际。
And through the Holy Spirit bring us into all reality.
那我们今天看到的是玛利亚。
What we see today is Mary.
玛利亚身上有一些的特性是让我们很难以想象。
What Mary has is on her is that we cannot imagine.
但是我们如果在主面前默默的思想，在那里体会的话，主会开启我们。
But if we meditate before the Lord, Lord will open to us.
因为就着当时来讲的话，他要接受神这样的托付，他自己是要面对一个很强烈的挑战。
Because she will face a great challenge to take upon this burden from the Lord at that time.
就是他是要成为一个受羞辱的人。
Because she will become someone being ashamed.
而且呢，她可能有性命的危险。
And also, her life was threatened.
她有很多，就是说，她所要面临的东西呢，是我们现在可能感受不到的。
What she had to face was something we cannot even imagine right now.
但是呢，她却是成为那一个使主能够第一次来的时候降生的那个带进来的器皿。
But she became the vessel that brought in the first coming of the Lord.
我们知道天使来是跟她宣告说主与你同在。
We know that the angel came to proclaim to her that Lord was with her.
那她听到这个话的时候呢，她看到天使来的时候就惊慌了，就害怕。
When she heard this, she saw the angel came and showed trouble and fear.
然后呢，她又听到说主与你同在。
And when she heard that Lord was with her.
然后呢，她就反复的思想。
Then she pondered.
你知道，我们有些人，我们人在害怕的时候都不能思想。
You know, when as human we are in fear, we cannot even think.
但是这个女子很特别，她在害怕的时候还可以反复的思想。
But this woman is very special that when she was in fear, she was able to think repeatedly.
所以在她身上哈，有一个特性，就是她是一个会思考的人。
So on her, she's someone who is able to think.
而且呢，他就是即使遇到这个让他震惊、让他害怕的环境里面呢，他还是会思考。
Even when she faced this fearful situation, she was still able to think.
因为我们知道，我们有多少人在遇到艰难、遇到害怕的时候，我们就好像热锅上的蚂蚁这样乱冲乱撞。
You know how many of us, when we face some fearful and shocking circumstances, we became like the ants on the pot, and we are trying to run over all the places.
然后很快的做了一些不该做的决定。
And we made a harsh decision.
但是呢， 这个器皿呢，他能够思想。
But this vessel, she was able to think.
这也是主在这一次让我注意这件事情。
And Lord also let me pay attention to this.
因为有时候啊，我们在碰到这个福音朋友了，或者是有些弟兄姊妹，对于一些信主的人有一些的想法。
Sometimes when we face the gospel friends or those believers have certain thoughts.
就是那些跟随主的人哈，都是不太用脑筋的人。
Even those who follow the Lord do not use their own brains.
像我们这么有头脑的人不会跟随主。
Like us who are so smart, we would never follow the Lord.
像我们这么有头脑的人不会相信主。
Like us who are so smart, we would never believe the Lord.
但是呢，这里给我们一个很强的提醒。
But here reminds us greatly.
这里主所使用的这个器皿呢，是很会思考的人。
The vessel who Lord used here is someone who can think.
而且他常常在那里思考。
And she often think.
他常常在主面前思想。
She often think before the Lord.
他用各种的方式思想。
Through several methods.
他有时候他看到主的话，他会想到底是这样是那样去。
As they see the words of the Lord, he will think this way or that way.
请注意，他是思考主自己的话。
Please pay attention that he is thinking of the words of the Lord.
他不是思考人家解释的那个解释。
He is not thinking of the interpretation of Lord's words.
在许多信主的弟兄姊妹当中，有这样的困难。
There is a difficulty among those brothers and sisters who believe.
他一旦受到一些的帮助，这些的帮助呢，就在他身上成为一个永恒的记忆。
Once this person is receiving some help, this help becomes the eternal encouragement on this person.
那这个永恒的记忆使得他呢，就失去了那个思考的能力。
This eternal encouragement makes this person lose the ability to think.
所以即使他明明看到主的话是这样说，他还是看不清楚。
But even if he sees Lord's words to say this way, he still cannot see clearly.
他可能是非常聪明的人。
Maybe he's someone very smart.
他可以念第一流的学校。
Maybe he goes to the Ivy League college.
他可以有最好的人生的成就。
Maybe he's great success in life.
但是呢，他很容易受前面人帮助他的那个帮助呢，就限制他了。
But he can be fully restricted by the help that was being helped from some other man.
这是一件很可惜的事情。
This is something very pitiful.
神把思考的能力给受造的人。
Lord has given the ability to think to those who are created.
神要人在神面前做一个正确的思考。
God wants man to have a correct thinking before God.
所以我们常常需要在神面前把自己放在一个合适的地位上面。
So we often have to put ourselves in the right position before God.
如果不是在一个合适的地位上面，
If we are not at the right position,
我们的思考就僵化。
Our thoughts are being restricted.
我们的思考就不能够达到神所要我们达到的那一个神心意的实际。
Our thoughts cannot reach the actuality of what God wants us to think.
所以我们可以对别人帮助我们的，我们有些思考。
So we can have some thoughts over those who help us.
但是我们要知道，谁是做最后的决定的，最后的定夺的呢？
But we have to know who is the one who made the final decision.
谁是做最后审判的呢？
Who is the one who is making the final judgment?
谁是最后来评估你有没有价值的呢？
Who is the one making the final judgment whether you're worthy or not?
谁是给你奖赏，还是说你没有奖赏的呢？
Who is the one who will reward you or not?
这个事情要非常清楚。
We have to be very clear over this.
所以我们可以受人的帮助。
So we can receive help from man.
但是我们还是需要有一个在神面前能够自由的思考的能力。
But we also need the ability to be able to think before the Lord very freely.
但是有的人思考呢，他是用来反对神的。
But some people use their thoughts to go against God.
他就总是神有一句话来的时候呢，他总是往坏的方面去想。
When God gives him some words, he thinks it negatively.
神有一个心意告诉我们的时候，他总是往一些负面的方向去想。
When God tells us his will, then he thinks over negative things.
这种的思想 这种的思考能力是没有价值的。
It's not worthy for this type of thought.
因为神告诉我们他是良善的神。
Because God tells us that He is good.
他所告诉我们的，他的旨意，他的所有一切都是良善的。
What He told us and all of His will is good.
你要把良善的神，你硬是要往那个负面去思想的，那你永远不能认识他的良善。
If you think of this God who is good to a negative way, then you will never understand His goodness.
但是，你如果知道神是良善的神，你求神帮助你，能够思考，能够反复体会，到底他如何良善。
However, if you know that God is good and you pray to God to help you to understand how good He is,
你就发现，神就会启示你。
Then you will realize that God will reveal to you.
让你的思考一直往上去，一直往上去，能够达到神自己的那个实际。
So your thinking will be ascending on high all the way to God Himself in reality.
你知道，我们读路加福音的时候哈，还是读那个怎么样？我们读那个就是主给那个才能哈。有人给五千两，给两千两，给一千两的那个比喻的时候。
You know, as we read the parable in Gospel Book of Luke, as Lord gives the servants the 5,000 sekels, 1,000 sekels, and also 500 sekels.
那个五千两的跟两千两的呢？哎，就往善的方向，就是他去就去赚了同样一倍的那个收入回来。
Those who were given, being given by 5,000 or 2,000 sickles, he earned double as he go up on high.
但是那个拿一千两的呢，就把它藏起来，埋起来。
The one who took 1,000 sickles, he hid it.
他呢，为什么会埋起来、藏起来呢？
Why did he hide it?
他想神，他想主耶稣啊，他想神啊，那个是好像性情很恶劣啊，没有种的地方还要收，没有取的还就是。没有劳力，还要收回来，他把神想的是很差的。
He thought of Lord Jesus as our God as someone who was bad, those you did not sow, but He would want to take it from you.
我们不要笑，其实我们有时候就这样子。
Do not laugh, because we are sometimes like this.
主在我们上有什么带领
？What Lord has guiding us?
有时候我们就不想神是照他的旨意把我们带到美善的地步去。
And we are not thinking that He's taking us into a good place.
我们就是想说，这神又是跟我作对。
And we think that God is doing something against us.
主耶稣老是在跟我唱反调。
Lord Jesus is trying to bring me to the opposite way.
其实不是。
But it's not so.
所以你知道你怎么样的思考神，你怎么样思考主，有很大的关系。
So it has great relationship to do what we think of Lord.
所以如果你的思想一直都是往负面去的时候，
If our thoughts are always going to a negative way,
你不可能正确的认识主自己。
We can never know Lord Himself accurately.
所以在玛利亚的身上，她有一个特性，她就是会反复的思考。
So on Mary, her special character is that she's thinking repeatedly.
而且不断反复的思考，而且她会体会神到底是怎么回事。
Not only she continues to think, but she also can understand God.
所以她这个思考呢，她也会那个不断思考，而且她还会把它记起来。
So not only she thinks, but she remembers.
而有时候我们思考是思考的，思考完了就丢掉了。
Often we think, but then we let it go.
但不是。他想一想，思考思考，到底这有什么重要？那有什么目的
？But she thinks, what's the importance of this and what's the purpose of that?
虽然不是一时很快的明白
，Maybe she cannot understand immediately.
但是呢，她把它放在心里面。
But she keeps those in her heart.
所以呢，她是个用心的人。
Therefore, she's someone who pays attention.
她用心来亲近神。
She uses her heart to draw closer to the Lord.
她用心来面对神的话。
She uses her heart to face Lord's word.
所以她也用心来把神的话记在里面。
So she also use her heart to remember Lord's word.
而且她不但思考，她有时候她会计算计算，衡量衡量，到底这个是怎样，那是怎样。
Not only she thinks, but she also evaluates.
所以我相信呢。在他身上呢，很多神的话呢，都是在他身上，那个印象是很深刻的。
so I believe that Lord's words have a great impact on her.
啊，这个呢是跟她在神面前看重神的话有关系。
Because she pays great attention to the words of God.
一个人如果不能看重神的话，他不会再对神的话有太多的思考。
If one do not see the importance of God's words, he will not think.
他必须要看重到一个地步，他觉得神的话比别的，比所有一切都重要。他才肯花时间，肯花精力，去好好的思考，到底神说了什么。
He will have to emphasize on the words of God to the point that he's able to think more of God's words.
所以呢，当他越思考，他就发现那个神的话在他身上的重量呢，就越增加，就越增加。
So the more he thinks, then he will realize the great importance of God's words.
为什么我们自己有时候常常不能看重神的话。
Why is it that we cannot put great emphasis on God's words?
我们读过去就放过去了。
As we read it, we let it go.
我们可能都没看清楚。
We did not even read it clearly.
又放走了。
And we just let it go.
但是呢，一个会思考的人。
But one who's able to think.
他呢，要看清楚。
He will see it clearly.
到底怎么讲的
？What does it say here?
到底讲什么？
What exactly does it say?
所以呢，神使用的这个器皿哈，是让我们很，就是说，对我们有很大的帮助。
So the vessel that Lord uses here is doing a great help to us.
不要认为那些爱主、专心跟随主的，都是那些好像很头脑子、很简单的人。
Do not think those who are following Lord very focusedly, they have very simple mind.
当然。用简单的信心是非常了不起的事情。
Of course, having a simple faith is great.
但是你如果是简单的信心，再加上你这一个能够正面的思考神呢，那神能够做事情。
But the simple faith plus the positive thinking of God, then God is able to do His work.
请我们记得，神给我们思考的能力，不是只为着在地上工作而已。
Let us remember that when God gives us the ability to think, it's not only let us to work on earth.
不是只为着赚了几把钞票而已。
Not only let us to earn money.
不是只为着你成就你认为有成就的事情而已。
Not just to let us to be doing something successful.
神给我们思考的能力是要让我们知道神到底是怎样的一位神。
God gives us the ability to think so we can know what kind of God He is.
我们的主到底是怎样的一位主？
What kind of Lord is He?
他的工作到底何等的奇妙？
How amazing is His work?
他的旨意到底怎么回事？
What is His will?
要如何成就？
How to be fulfilled?
有没有路？
Is there a way?
是真的有路，还是虚幻的？
Is it truly, is there a way or just in vanity?
所以当我们在那里不断的思考的时候
，So as we think continuously，
你不但会看重神的话，你逐渐你会看重神的心意。
Not only we become paying more attention to God's words, but then we will start paying more attention to see clearly God's will.
不但如此，那个启示呢，在我们里面是不断的更新，不断的增加。
Not only that, but the revelation will become keep renewing and also increasing in us.
使你所有的认识不是出于你的幻想来的。
So all our understanding is not coming from our imagination.
而是神能够不断的把启示给你。
But God Himself continue to give us the revelation.
所以这个器皿呢，也是很有启示的器皿。
So this vessel is the vessel of revelation.
你知道一个没有启示的人哈，他真正把他带到那个环境去的时候，他会在环境中就迷失掉了。
When someone has no revelation, as she is being brought into a circumstances, she will be lost.
为什么我们会很容易的跟随这样的说法或者那样的说法？
Why is that we are so easily to follow this kind of saying or that kind of saying?
为什么当有一种风一吹来的时候，我们好像站不住，就要被吹走了？
Why is that when wind blows, we seem to be blown away?
里面你有多少的启示？
Because we do not have revelation.
你看重不看重神给你的启示？
Are you paying attention to the revelation from God?
你亲近神有没有得着启示？
As you draw closer to God, Have you received revelation?
你如果真的有的话，神就让你在一些很迷惑的环境里面，但是呢，你里面有光。
If you have, then you will see light in this great confusing circumstances.
你知道玛利亚那个时候要接受神的托付，那个时间呢是非常黑暗的时间。
During the time that Mary received the burden from God, that was a such dark time.
那个时候，很多的祭司都已经成为撒都该人了。都不信主，都不信，不相信有蛇妇，不相信神的事情了。
A lot of priests back then become seducers, and they did not believe the resurrection of the Lord.
很多读圣经的人，很多原来是好像很爱主的人，都变成法利赛人去了。
A lot of Bible scholars, those who seem to love the Lord, become Pharisees.
已经缺少了属灵的那个实际了。
They lost the reality, the spiritual reality.
所以在那个环境里面。是一个看起来好像没有希望的环境。
So in that circumstances, it seemed there was no hope.
如果不是他里面有特别的光，神没有办法在他身上托付他。
If not because she had this light, that God cannot entrust anything unto her.
而且呢，他呢也有特别属灵的洞察力。
And she also had a special spiritual insight.
这个洞察力呢？使得呢，他能够看见神在做什么。
This insight makes her able to see what God is doing.
这是很重要的。
This was very important.
有时候我们就是看不出来神要做什么。
Often we cannot see what God is doing.
也看不出来神已经做了什么。
And we cannot see what God has done.
但是呢，神给他有这样的恩典。
But God has given her this grace.
而且在他身上呢，还有一个特性就是，他羡慕。神的工作，也羡慕神旨意的成就。
There's another special characteristic on her is that she's desiring of the work of God and also the perfecting will of God.
我们哈不用把自己抬得太高。
We should not exalt us too much.
你觉得神一定要非借着我们成就他的工作不可
？Not think that God must use us to complete His work.
如果我们是一个不愿意的人
If we are someone unwilling,
是一个不羡慕让神用的人
we are someone not desiring to be used by God,
神就去找别人了不会在你身上花太多力气不会花太多力气的
then God would look for someone else and not spending much energy on you
全世界又不是只有你一个人
there's not only you on this whole world
这里找不到神就在别的地方找
if God cannot find someone here then he will look somewhere else
这个时候找不到，神在另外的时候找。
Not finding at this time period, he will find at other time period.
神的旨意是一定成就的。
God's will be accomplished.
但神的旨意成就不一定要非常非常多的人。
But for his will to be accomplished, he does not need a lot of people.
但他就是要他能够用的那个人。
But he will gain the one he can use.
但这个人呢，其中有一个羡慕就是，他也羡慕神做工。也羡慕神的旨意能够成就。
But on this person, he has this desire that to have God's work and also that God's will to be accomplished.
所以他不是只羡慕说我经历一点神的好处就好了。
So this person not only desire to receive the blessing from the Lord.
他不会说，哎呀，神你给我一点生活上的帮助，那我就很满足了。
He would not say that I would be so satisfied if God just gives me some help in life.
那些都是使得我们要对神的旨意有更进一步的羡慕。
Those things are helping us to have more desire of God's will.
所以呢，玛利亚她就是这样一个器皿。
So Mary is this type of vessel.
而且呢，她的确是一个能够认识神的性情的一个器皿。
And she's also someone who truly understands God's nature.
你知道她。你知道我们要从他的话里面就可以看得到。
And through her words, we can see this.
刚才我们读的那些话当中
，All those words we read.
我们知道他当这个天使来找他的时候
，We know that as the angel came to her.
天使基本的话是宣告的话。
What angel said was a proclaim.
并不是一个商量了。
It was not a discussion.
但是在那个时候，玛利亚已经是预备好的一个器皿。
But back then, Mary was already a prepared vessel.
我们相信她在暗中呢，她跟神就有很多的亲近。
She probably had a lot of closeness with God in her hidden life.
所以她的心呢、啊，神是非常看，神是看得非常清楚的。
So God knows her heart very clearly.
就好像那个大卫，神说大卫是合神心意的人。
Like David, God said that David is someone who's according to God's will.
大卫他凡事呢就寻求神的旨意。
David had sought God's will in everything.
所以大卫呢，他的心在神面前呢是敞开的。
So David's heart was open before the Lord.
所以呢，大卫的心呢，神说他是神很满意的。
So God was satisfied with David's heart.
我发现呢，玛利亚也是一个让神很满意的一个人。
And I find that Mary is someone who makes God very satisfied.
所以呢，当时间到的时候呢，神派天使来的时候，基本上是宣告。
So when time is fulfilled, when angel comes, it's a proclamation.
不是来跟你商量一下，这个我要见你这个童女生子要不要？
It was not a negotiation to talk to her that I would give birth through a virgin.
我相信可能玛利亚从来没想到这件事情。
I believe that Mary probably never thought about this.
但是呢，可能她在暗中在那里亲近主的时候呢，在读主的话的时候呢，她在那里反复思想，在那里这些她都在思想过。
But she was probably thinking a lot about all those things as she get closer to God and read God's words.
而且说不定在她里面有一个羡慕的，如果有一个童女能够成为神使用的，能够把那个永恒的那个君王带进来，她不晓得是多荣耀的事情。
And probably in her heart, there's a desire that if there's a virgin who can bring in the eternal king from of God, wouldn't that be so glorious?
因为神借着天使来向玛利亚宣告的那个要做的事情呢，不是第一次的话。
Because it was not the first time that when God through the angels to proclaim to Mary what He would done.
最早呢，当然在创世纪，那个女人的后裔要打破撒旦的头。
The first time was in Genesis, the seed of woman would crush the head of Satan.
然后一直下来到先知呢，也提到这些事情。
And the prophets mentioned those things.
那特别呢，就在这个以赛亚呢，就提得特别的具体。
Especially in the book of Isaiah, it talk even more in actuality.
那在以赛亚书的第七章哈，十四节说，主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
In book of Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 it says that Lord himself will give you a sign and then there will be a virgin giving birth and named Emmanuel.
而且在这个第九章哈，第九章的第七节哈，他说因有一孩，因有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
And in chapter 9 verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
他的政权和与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
另外，在十一章的第一节到第五节。
And in chapter 11, verse 1 through 5.
从耶西的本必发一条，从他根生的枝子必结果实。
And there shall come forth a rod of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
耶和华的灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
他必以敬畏耶和华为乐，行审判不凭眼见，断是非也不凭耳闻。
And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears.
却要以公义审判贫穷人，以正直判断世上的谦卑人，以口中的杖击打世界，以嘴里的气杀戮恶人。
But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked.
公义必当他的腰带，信实必当他鞋下的带子。
And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins.
后面还有很多话，但是我只稍微揭露一点。
And I'm just mentioning some here as there were still a lot of words.
我相信那许多的话，玛利亚都看见。
I believe that Mary has seen all those words.
也在那里思考。
And she also thought.
她也在那里可能问主，这些事情呢，怎么能发生呢？怎么能成就？
And she probably asked the Lord, how can those things happen and how can they be accomplished?
但是她没有想到，突然有一天呢，天使向他显现。
But she has never thought of that angel would appear to her.
而天使呢，还宣告他说呢，他要怀孕生子。
An angel proclaimed to her that you will conceive and give birth.
而他的那个所生的那个孩子是至高者的儿子。
And the children she gives birth to is the son of the Most High.
而天使同时也宣告呢，这个呢是关乎大卫的国度和那个永恒的王位。
And the angel also proclaimed that this has to do with the kingdom of the eternity and also the kingdom of David.
我相信这个话如果突然讲的话，我们还摸不着头绪。
If I believe that if those words are proclaimed suddenly, then we cannot even see anything clearly.
但是这个对玛利亚来讲呢，她可能在心中呢已经是酝酿了一些的时候的。
But for Mary, probably she has already thought about those things for a while.
但她没有想到呢，主是借着她要成就这件事情。
But she has never imagined that Lord would accomplish those things through her.
所以虽然天使向她显现的时候，她很惊讶。
So although she was very fearful when angel appeared to her.
但是呢，她还在反复思考。
But she was still pondering.
我相信那个反复思考跟这些东西呢都有一些关系。
I believe all her thoughts have to do with all the things.
有的时候我们说你说要思考，你没有什么东西可以思考。
Often as we say we think, but actually we do not have much to think about.
对不对？一个让你惊讶的环境呢，那脑筋就一片空白。
Our minds will go blank in those shocking circumstances.
好像呢，这个头脑完全失灵了。
Like our mind does not work anymore.
转也转不动。
We cannot even think.
什么也想不起来。
Cannot think of anything.
当然，圣经没有讲说他思考什么东西。
Of course, the Bible did not mention what she was thinking about.
但是呢，我觉得从他呢在接受这个天使的这个在他身上的这个宣告的时候呢，他的思考对他的接受有相当帮助的。
But I believe that her thoughts was helpful to her as she received this proclamation from the angel.
所以相信呢，她以前在她里面的心里面的话呢，这个时候呢，就使得她在那里有思考的一个方向。
So I believe that all the words dwell in her, give her the direction of her thoughts.
而事实上，这些事情呢，不只是关乎以色列的事情。
Actually, all those things are not only related to Israel.
因为耶稣基督的降生是关乎到宇宙所有一切的事情。
Because the birth of Jesus Christ is in relation to all the things in the universe.
我们从新约的光来看的话呢，就是关乎到说这个神在地上作王，到启示录十九章。
As we look at from the New Testament, we know that Jesus is being the king on earth, which is to the chapter 19 of Book of Revelation.
也是带进主被显明是万王之王，万主之主。
And also bring in that Lord is the Lord of the Lords and the King of Kings.
所以玛利亚她在那里接受的时候呢，我相信那些旧约的话在她身上呢是有力量的。
So that I believe all the words from Old Testament become great power in her.
因为她是一个思考的人。
Because she is someone who thinks.
你知道我们发现我们的特性就是常常会思考的人都不容易做决定的。
You know those who think more that are so indecisive.
还没想清楚。
I have not thought very clearly.
还不够。
Not enough.
一个问题解决，又有另外一个问题。
After I resolve one problem, another problem comes.
那问题解决，又在两个问题。
And then after resolving that one, two more problems come.
好像不断有不断的问题。
The problems occur continually.
那是因为我们的思考呢，并没有在他这种思考里面。
Because our thoughts are not like her thoughts.
那他呢，当天使宣告的时候，他就接受了。
As the angel proclaimed to her, she received it.
他的接受呢，我觉得他向我们显明一件事情，他的地位，他占什么地位。
She has revealed to us what kind of position she stands.
也就是说，他把自己看成是主的一个使女。
She sees herself as the bondmaid of the Lord.
这个使女哈，就是一个女的奴隶。
The bondmaid is the woman's slave.
就是她认定自己在神面前的地位是什么。
Because she sees what her position is before God.
我相信她在那里读主的话，在那里就思想体贴神的心意的时候。
I believe as she reads God's words and also she's thinking about the will of God.
她一面对神的认识增加了。
Her understanding of God has increased.
她另外一面呢，她对她自己的认识呢，也增加了。
On the other hand, her understanding about herself has also increased.
她一面发现神应当在宇宙中，在她身上是占什么样的地位。
On the one hand, she realized what kind of position God has in universe and on her.
她也发现她自己如果在神面前，应该是一个什么样的位置。
And she also discovered what kind of position she has before God.
常常我们有一个很大的困难。
Often we have a great difficulty.
就是我们不知道我们在神面前应当是占什么位置。
Is that we do not know what kind of position we should take before God.
但是呢，她呢，她在天使面前说，我是主的使女。
But she said before the angel that I am the bondmaid of the Lord.
是奴隶。
Slave.
那就自己没有决定权。
She has not any decision for herself.
主看为好。
If Lord sees this is good.
那就好。
That is good.
不是我看为好才是好。
Not what I see is good is good.
常常是我们呢，有这样情形，就是主看为好。
Often we have this condition that
还要经过我的鉴定。
If Lord says it's good, and then I have to evaluate it.
我要觉得还可以，那就接受。
If I think it might be okay, then I receive it.
如果觉得，这个有困难。
If I think it's difficult,
就拒绝。
Then I reject.
其实呢，我们虽然喊主啊是主。
Even though we call Lord as Lord.
其实是我们自己做主。
But actually, we are our own Lord.
因为主说这样的好。
Because Lord says this way is good.
我说我不敢说不好，但是我不想在当中有份。
Although I do not dare say no, but I do not want to follow.
又怎么？我不是主的奴隶。
Because I am not a slave of Lord.
如果是真的是主的奴隶。
If truly we are the slave of the Lord.
主说这样子好。
If Lord says this is good.
那我就说就这样好。
Then I will say yes.
那我们因为不是主的奴隶。
Because we are not the slave of the Lord.
主说这样好。
When Lord says this way is good.
或者主还没说怎样好。
And when Lord doesn't even say which way.
我已经说那样好那样好。
Then I would say that way is good, the other way is better.
结果呢，我们就站到主所要站的位置。
Then we become standing the position as Lord.
但是一个做奴隶的人。
But as someone who's a slave.
诗篇告诉我们说。
Psalm tells us.
在诗篇123篇
In Psalm 123
第二节说
Verse 2
仆人的眼睛怎样望主人的手使女的眼睛 怎样望祖母的手。
As how does the eyes of the bondman looks unto the Lord, so are the slave's eyes looking unto the hand of the mother.
看手势而已啊。
They're only looking at the hand.
那这真正那个能够让那个主人很贴心的那些仆人啊。
Those slaves who can please their lords.
那主人稍微一个简单的动作，别人都没发现，他已经知道说主人什么意思。
Even a gesture that formed the master that anyone else did not see, but the slave would realize it.
因为以前我们打球哈。
As we play.
打球讲默契。
As we play basketball. We
所以你不能够说，哎，我要这样要那样啊。
We cannot say I want to do this way and that way.
那球场里面五个人一队。
And we have five in one team.
那又有默契，对不对？就大家什么都不讲。
Without saying anything, we have to have the same thought.
一个很简单的一个动作，或者人家根本没有什么动作，他就往这个方向，他就往那个方向去了。
Even without any gesture, if this person go this way, and the other one would know he should go that way.
那彼此呢是很配合的。
There's everyone is com.
一个好的奴隶，他就是能够时时的注意主人要做什么。
Good slave would always pay attention to what the Lord wants to do.
这主人还不要说话，他就已经可以去了。
Without the Lord speaking anything, then he would go.
不是说他凭自己去哈，别搞错了。
Not he go by himself.
是他摸到主人的心，那主人的那个暗示呢，他一下就抓到了。
Is that he touches the heart of the Lord so that when the Lord even without say anything, then he got it.
这是一个能够看的人。
This is someone who can see.
要做奴隶，不是做瞎眼的奴隶。
To be a slave, not to be a blind slave.
这个奴隶呢，是有敏锐的洞察力。
This slave has to have a great insight.
所以呢，在这敏锐的洞察力里面呢，他能够看见他的主人要做什么。
In this great insight, he will see what his Lord wants to do.
对我们来讲呢？
And for us,
神借着主耶稣把我们买赎回来。
God has redeemed us through Lord Jesus Christ.
照理讲，我们已经是他的人。
According to this, we belong to Him.
这是没有争议的。
We cannot even argue about it.
可是呢，我们的表现呢，常常都不是。
But our actions are not this way.
因为呢，主还等我们做一件事情。
Because Lord is waiting for us to do one thing.
就是把我们自己奉献给他。
Is to consecrate ourselves unto Him.
主给我们有思考，有自由意志。
Lord give us free will and the ability to think.
他不用强压的手段来控制我们。
He is not controlling over us.
但是呢，他却是等我们心甘情愿的把自己奉献给他。
But He's waiting for us to willingly consecrate ourselves unto Him.
奉献他做什么呢？
To do what?
奉献给他做他的奴隶。
To consecrate unto him as his servant, slaves.
这很稀奇，奴隶，这是神很奇妙的工作。
This is the amazing work of God.
我们做神的奴，我们做神的奴仆，做义的奴仆，还要我们经过我们自己的奉献。
To become the servant of righteousness is also through our own consecration.
所以今天你不奉献，神也没有勉强。
So God will not try to rule over you if you do not consecrate yourself.
但是主呢，盼望因为我们明白他的旨意，我们愿意把自己奉献在他的手中。
But Lord would like us to understand His will so we can consecrate ourselves unto His hand.
奉献给他呢，做义的奴仆。那这个义的奴仆呢，他有一个情形，就是他会顺服。
To consecrate unto him as the servant of righteousness, and the one character of the servant of righteousness is obedience.
在罗马书第六章呢，告诉我们这个顺服呢是听而顺从。
In chapter 6 of book of Romans, the obedience is that to hear and then we obey.
就是这个奴隶呢的听力特别好。
We have a great sensitivity of hearing of the slave.
刚才我们看那个是眼力特别好。
As we just saw, it was a great eyesight.
但这里有个听力特别好。
And here is a great hearing.
也许主人不一定要讲什么很明显的东西，但是呢，口气一讲，一出来呢，就知道了。
Maybe Lord will not say anything very obvious, but once he say a little bit, then we will know.
这一个呢，奴仆呢，能够让神来使用。
Then God is pleased with this type of servant.
很稀奇的一件事情。
Very amazingly.
在圣经里面呢，许多的人呢，都称自己是神的奴隶。
Amazingly that in the Bible, a lot of people call themselves as the slave of God.
特别是写圣经的。
Especially those who wrote the Bible.
雅各，主耶稣的弟弟雅各。
James, the brother of Jesus.
他曾经在耶路撒冷的教会里面做头号的长老。
He was the number one elder in the Church of Jerusalem.
也就是说，在那里呢，很多事情的断案是他在那里做最后的断案。
So he was doing the final judgment.
但是，可是当他在写雅各书的时候。
But as he wrote the book of James,
他也不讲他是在耶路撒冷的头号长老。
He did not mention that he was the chief elder in Jerusalem.
他也不提我是主耶稣的亲弟弟。
He did not mention he was the younger brother of Jesus.
他都不提这个。
He did not even mention those.
他说我是神的奴隶。
He said I was a bondman of God.
中文翻译都是仆人啊。
In Chinese version translation, it says slave.
但事实上就是奴隶。
Actually, the Chinese translation was servant, but it actually means slave.
这个呢，他告诉我们说，他好像给我们提醒，就是说，我站在神的奴仆的这个地位上，告诉你的话，不是我要讲的话。
This reminds us that as I was standing on the position of God's slave, this is not what my own words.
不是我的意思。
Not my own will.
是神的意思。
The will of God.
不是我有这个智慧把这个话那个说出来。
Not that I have the wisdom to speak those words.
是神给的。
But those are from God.
神给全教会的。
What God has given to the church.
不只是他，那个主耶稣另外一个弟弟犹大也是这样讲。
Not only him, so was Judah.
对啊，如果从我们来讲说，主耶稣的亲弟弟犹大写信给你们。
From our own point of view, it's the fleshly younger brother of Jesus who wrote the letter.
对啊，我们如果我们常常说谁说的，你要说你讲什么，你常常觉得不够力量，谁说的
？For us, if someone asks who said it, and then we thought we should say someone great in power to say this.
但是他们先把自己的地位在神面前确定清楚。
But they have clarified their own position before God.
而且在人面前宣告自己的地位是什么
？And they proclaim what their position is before man.
这给我们是一个很大的帮助。
This is a great help to us.
如果我们真的要尊主为大
，If we truly magnify the Lord，
那我们需要知道我们在主面前什么样地位才是一个尊贵的地位。
Then we would really know what kind of position is the position of honor.
做神的奴隶是我们很尊贵的地位。
Being the slave of God is our honorable position.
不凭我们自己的意思。
Not according to our own will.
所有一切都必须仰望主自己亲自带领。
For everything, we need to seek the guidance of the Lord.
彼得也是这样子啊。
So is Peter.
他不会说我是十二使徒里面的第一号使徒彼得，告诉你们。
He did not say that I'm the first apostle among all the 12 apostles.
保罗也没有说。我是那在大马色亲自遇见主的保罗来告诉你们。
Paul did not say that I say this because I was the Paul who met Lord in Damascus.
他都告诉我们，他开头就告诉我们他是神的奴隶。
From the beginning, he told us that he is the bondman of God.
包括写启示录的约翰。
Including the John who wrote Revelation.
他把启示录给我们，他说他是奴隶。
He gave us the book of Revelation and he said he was a slave.
这是给我们一个提醒。
Those are great reminders to us.
我们如果要被神使用。
If we would like to be used by Lord.
我们在神面前的地位要站得对。
We have to stand at the right position before God.
在人面前告诉人我们在神面前的地位也要告诉得清楚。
And we have to tell men clearly what kind of position we have before God.
我没有时间讲了。
I'm running out of time.
我想下次有机会再讲好了。
And I will continue next time.
因为再讲下去可能还是要花一个小时。
Because I will spend another hour if I continue.
不，我想先提醒一点。
But I would like to remind one thing here.
尊主伟大。
To magnify the Lord.
不是口号。
It's not a proclamation.
你要看见主是怎样的一位主。
You have to see what kind of Lord He is.
你看见主是怎样一位主，你看清楚你是怎样的一个人，怎样一个地位。
If you see what kind of Lord He is, then you will know what position you are.
所以，如果我们既然是他的奴隶。
So if we are his slaves,
所以呢，如果你侍奉主，
so if we serve Lord,
你遇到困难，
and we see difficulty,
你就不用在那里很怎么讲很伤心了。
Then you don't have to feel so sad,
因为你是奴隶啊。
Because you are slaves,
因为困难呢不是你的困难，是主的困难。
It's not your own difficulty, it's Lord's difficulty.
就是我们就是觉得这是我的事业。
We think that this is our work.
那现在我这个事业遇到障碍了。
And we face some obstacles of our work.
那我当然就很沮丧。
Then we are so discouraged.
那我就用很多的方法要把它排除障碍。
Then I use my own method to overcome the difficulty.
但是我们如果真的知道自己是主的奴仆。
But if we truly know we are the slave of Lord.
奴仆遇到困难的时候还是找主人啊。
When slaves face difficulties, he goes to the Lord.
啊，奴仆自己不能够决定什么东西的。
Slave himself cannot make any decision.
啊，所以有很多的问题都是因为我们站错了位置。
Because a lot of problems occur because we are standing at the wrong position.
如果我们位置站对了，我们跟弟兄姊妹的关系就容易了。
If we stand at the right position, then our relationship with brothers and sisters will become much easier.
平常相处的关系容易了。
And the relationship with normal daily life will become easier.
在一起配搭侍奉，遇到困难的问题的时候，那些的关系也变得容易了。
And so are the difficulties will become easier when we co-working with each other.
这个奴隶，那个奴隶，那个奴隶，那个奴隶在一起侍奉。
All those slaves are serving together.
意见不同。
They have different opinions.
遇到困难。
Face difficulty.
怎么办？
What should we do?
大家都起来主张自己的。
If everyone just have their own opinions,
那主张自己就不是奴隶了吧。
Then if you have your own opinion, that's not slaves.
这奴隶呢应该回到主面前。
The slaves should go before the Lord.
每一个奴隶都回到主面前。
All the slaves go back to the Lord.
看看主到底要怎么带领。
See how the Lord would lead.
谦卑的等候在主的面前。
Humbly waiting before the Lord.
如果主现在不马上讲。
If the Lord does not say it immediately,
奴隶没有主张快的权利。
Slaves do not have any decision over the how quick Lord says.
因为主人居然没有说什么东西。
If Lord doesn't say anything,
那我们自己决定呢，就越过了我们奴隶的地位。
And if we say something, then we are surpassing the position as slaves.
那当然就容易出问题。
Then the problem will occur.
就制造一些难解决的问题。
And that will create even greater difficulties.
但如果我们真的站在一个对的位置上，
If we are standing on the right position,
一群奴隶在一起，
All the slaves are together.
都是一样。
We are all the same.
可能这个奴隶多懂一点，那个奴隶多懂一点，少懂一点。
Maybe this slave is more knowledgeable, the other one has less knowledge.
多懂少懂都要寻求主人。
Whether those who know more or less, but they have to seek Lord.
所以愿主帮助我们。
May Lord help us.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你给我们机会来看这个问题。
Lord, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to look at this problem.
我们求你再帮助我们。
We ask you to help us again.
启示我们。
Reveal to us.
带领我们。
Lead us.
圣灵帮助我们。
Holy Spirit helps us.
使得我们能跟得上你的心意。
So that we can catch up with your will.
愿这新来的一年是我们在你面前进入你自己丰富的一年。
So this upcoming new year will become the year that we enter into your rich.
愿你的恩典和怜悯丰富地领导我们。
May your grace and mercy become upon us abundantly.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.